Elliot Forrest in for Jeff on this Friday. It is 8:30, and that means it's time for the Arts File. And here's Carrie Nolan.
Passion, adultery, and incest. Just the thing for a night at the opera, right? Well, Die Walküre, the second of Wagner's four opera ring cycle, premieres tonight at the Metropolitan Opera. James Levine will conduct the production, which is directed by Robert Lepage. And it's quite a high-tech show as well. The stage and the sets shift around the performers thanks to a 45-ton device called simply the Machine. On top of that, this production is no slouch in the vocal department. Bryn Terwijl and Deborah Voigt star, and Dutch soprano Eva Maria Vesbroek makes her Met debut. Anne Majette is the classical music critic for The Washington Post. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Good, thanks. And these four operas of the Ring Cycle are mainstays. What makes this production of Die Walküre unique?
Well, you know, every house that does a ring touts how unique it is, and they often are. It's become a real scope for directors' creativity. The big thing about this one at the Met, for one thing, it was a huge departure from the Met's last production, which was very traditional, a fairy tale world of giants and dragons, as Wagner specified. This one by Lepage is very high tech. It involves this huge computer-steered set that practically dominates the proceedings. And that was really the interest, to see where you could go with it in terms of a high-tech futuristic staging. Now, of course, it's by far from the first high-tech futuristic ring. The group Fuera del Spaus did a really wonderful one that you can get on video in Valencia a couple of years ago that was very high-tech. And, of course, the Los Angeles Ring's plans fell through for a ring cycle directed by George Lucas, which would have been fascinating.
Some people are saying that this machine, this set, it kind of detracts from the music. What do you think?
Well, I know in Rheingold, which is the first opera of the four, which I saw in the fall, it opened the Met season, the set certainly did take center stage. And Lepage is not somebody, to judge particularly from that, who works a lot with developing character. So the people were kind of doing the best they could around this large set, which had absorbed a lot of the finances and the attention just to make sure the thing ran. Mm-hmm. But that's not to say that it won't develop further in Walküre tonight. I'll be very interested to see.
James Levine is conducting the performance despite some recent health problems, and he's conducted every complete cycle of The Ring at the Met for more than 20 years. This must be enormously close to his heart. Why?
Well, Levine is a consummate Wagner conductor. I mean, Levine is a consummate conductor all around, but he has a particular feeling for the rhythms of Wagner and the shape of Wagner. And Levine's abilities as a conductor of singers makes him particularly strong in a repertory that's often misunderstood as being vocally taxing or barky or lengthy. His sense of timing is such that I think the music can unfold when he's at his best at a pace that makes organic sense. I mean, Wagner sets up a time world of his own. You get kind of sucked into it. Everybody will, however, be looking to see how he's doing, since he recently had to step down from his post as music director of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in order to give all of his energies to the Met, mm-hmm. after conceding that in his current state of physical well-being or lack thereof, he could no longer do the two positions.
Right. Now, and the opera clocks in at more than 5 hours. Do you have any survival tips?
Well, I'm taking my goddaughter to the opera tonight, and it's her first ever opera, so I'm sure I'll know a lot better afterwards. when I spoke to the stage director, Achim Freier, who did direct the Los Angeles Ring last year, about his thoughts on the ring, he opined that sleeping a little was perfectly fine, that was a different kind of perception, but it was part of the experience. I thought that was a useful tip for the first-timer. But it's gorgeous music, and they have some very strong voices doing it, especially the first act, where you have Jonas Kaufmann, the German heartthrob tenor, singing Siegmund, and Eva Marie Vesbroek, however you pronounce her name, whose most recent role I saw her in was that of Anna Nicole Smith at Covent Garden. So Sieglinde is quite a change from that.
It's going to be quite an evening at the Metropolitan Opera. Thanks so much, Anne.
Thanks for having me.
Anne Majette is classical music critic for The Washington Post. Die Walküre opens at the Metropolitan Opera tonight. I'm Carrie Nolan, and that's today's Arts File on Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR.